Do you have time for a pleasant experience?
I spend 50 weeks of the year inside a factory. I want some holidays in the sun.
Well, we've 2 weeks at Heathrow, week on the Bogside Barricades, camping at Belton, weekend in Passchendaele. What's the English?
Sex Pistols, Holidays in the Sun. It's our new single.
John, how did you feel when you were told that your album had entered the national album charts at number one, the first time it had happened since the Beatles?
I felt absolutely nothing. We heard from Virgin, they said, like, it's going to be number one next week. It shows, like, people bought it before the press had a chance to rupture it, you know? The press, the great enemy of the world. The people that, like, are so full of their own ego trips that they never actually write about the records anymore.
The second point I'd like to make is that there is a genuine social point to punk rock.
You're joking. It's whatever we do seems to...
People say everything we do is a publicity stunt, but everything we've ever done has just been off the top of our heads.
What are you providing as an alternative for people who maybe haven't seen you live?
Basic honesty.
You really feel quite violently about the way that the old rock scene was put together, then?
Yeah, it's awful. It's just a business.
As a kid, he was shy, but he's grown up, you know. I wouldn't say he's quite as shy now as what he was, you know.
I'm going to steal every penny I can out of this country and then quit.
About the media backlash, then?
It means like some people like it.
It means that a lot of people are buying it. What was good was they bought the record before the journalists had a chance to review it. Now, this I like, because I'd like to see the music press blown up in the morning.
He's always been interested in music records and, you know, even when he was young, yes, when he was little and that.
I'm afraid if people treat us like an antique, then they can go to hell, because that ain't what it's about. And it most certainly ain't about the clothes you wear either. Get that one.
What would you do if suddenly you were accepted?
We'd find a way to get banned again.
Did you know there are 74 different washing machines you can buy? But which one is right for you? What Buy magazine helps you find out. There are 28 different gas cookers, 98 fridges, but which one will suit you best? What Buy shows you. What?
I think this country's going downhill. Permanent.
He don't seem to take a lot of notice of it. As he said himself, he's in the public eye and he's got to put up with all this.
Any money we ever made was through not bothering about it. That was coincidental. That just came through being honest, which I like a lot. I think that we're the first honest band that's ever existed.
So I was on holidays when I rang and he told me he'd joined a group. I think it was Malcolm that rang him up. They had known him from going to the shop. And you see, John is not afraid to take a challenge.
The money's there. Yeah, great. And I'm going to get every penny of it I can.
What are you going to do with it?
Spend it.
On what?
I don't know, but you've sidetracked me.
Sorry.
I'm confused. He's lost me in mid-sentence.
Of course, I'm for what he's doing. Actually, I'm very interested in music myself. I like music myself. So, of course, when he went into the music, it's, you know, I'm for what he's doing. He believes in what he's doing, so, it's okay with me, you know.
There's a new version of God Save the Queen in the shops on May the 28th. It's from the Sex Pistols. God Save the Queen. Get it on Saturday.
Every time we get a gig, you get your local councils banning it. And you get no complaints. So, like, there's your local council officials up there thinking, righteous, look at us. Look what we're doing for society. Nothing is going to change. Even rehearsing and writing new songs is a problem because you ain't given a chance to do them anywhere. It's my job. And I'm being denied my job. But at the same time, I'm being taxed 80% of everything I earn. By people who are stopping me. The councils. They ban my concerts and they take my money. Because we're the first and we're the only ones that mean what we say. I mean a lot more than any of the rest. They're just nicety nice, bit of a twang, a giggle, but we make people think, and that's frightening for those who'd like to make us morons.
Hello, Johnny?
Yeah?
Is this Johnny Rotten?
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I'm sitting here with the Tubes. They're on A&M Records, along with you guys. Congratulations.
Listen, do you guys want to play music, or you just want to make a lot of money?
Oh, I don't know about those idiots, but I want to make a lot of money.
Yanks don't understand rock.
Yeah.
It's as easy as that. And I'm big-headed enough to say I do.
If he thinks of something, he will tell you straight, and this is it, you know. Think something is right, he will tell you straight, but...
See, I've inflicted my horrible personality on society.
Do you really believe you're a horrible person?
I know, I'm not very nice. I'm the kiss of death to most people.
Why?
I don't know. I just seem to destroy people's lives.
If he does something, he's got to do it right. It's got to be right, you know. And he does, if he believes in something.
BMI's a true story, isn't it?
Are you any nearer to knowing why?
I'm sure it's just down to basic ignorance. That's like what all big record companies are about. Their total ambition is to control the people that they work for. Now, we've hit up an important point. Record companies have taken over. It's not them working for the bands anymore, it's the bands working for them. And I can't go along with that, and I just will not toe the line.
And Virgin allow you the freedom you want?
Sometimes. They give us problems, you know. Doesn't everyone? All businessmen, we hope to get depressed and have mental breakdowns and ulcers. I mean, they're jokers, right? They're a bunch of fools who don't know what they're doing. They don't know nothing. They're middle-class twats, like, you know, fancy houses and Rolls Royces. They don't know what's going on at all. They've been telling us now for, like, some 3 years we wouldn't get anywhere. Now we have, like, they can't wait to lick our shoes. Malcolm is just a manager, right? In the early days, he was a great mate. Then he got into, like, all his bullshit.
You have to destroy in order to create, yes, you know that?
Yeah.
God, you know, if a few glasses fly around an audience, that isn't so bad. And the great danger with the Pistols is that they can be boring.
You have to break it down in order to
build it up again in a different form. Like I say, just destruction for its own sake is dull. Perhaps a lot better than kids sitting down doing nothing and twiddling their thumbs.
Sometimes they've treated them fair, but more times very unfair. You know, things I've read on the press which I knew weren't true and that, and, you know, so the thing is, otherwise he said he wouldn't be in it. He's got to take the criticism as well as the thing.
I won't need to exist no more. And I'll die an early death. You know what I mean?